In the wake of several high-profile indictments, convictions, and pending investigations, the Alaska legislature substantially tightened public disclosure requirements, even down to the municipal level. Between 2006 and 2008, the Alaska Public Offices Commission disclosure statement jumped in size from 8 to 14 pages. Many of the questions are the same, such as sources of income or debt greater than $1,000, investment property, and so on. But the required level of detail is greater, and it must be supplied not only for the office holder or candidate, but spouses and children as well. Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh was not happy about supplying this much information about her financial life.
I was pretty shocked. And I can understand the knee-jerk reaction to kind of put this forward. However, at the municipal level, school board level, planning and zoning level, we don't have huge campaign contributions. We don't lobby as individuals. I just found it offensive that I had to write down what my dependent children, what savings they had, what investments they had. What do my children have to do? I mean, I understand children at the legislative level that, you know, that's been an issue, but for adult dependent children. But I found it a real invasion of my privacy.
Assemblymember John Sherrod doesn't recall being too put off by filling out the disclosure forms in 2006 and 7, but 2008 was different.
Somebody in state government overachieved this year.
Yes, I've heard that a lot recently. Yes, under the new form requirement.
That's Chris Ellingson, acting director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Ellingson says the new disclosure forms follow the letter of the more stringent public official financial disclosure law and are not the whim of overenthusiastic personnel in her office.
The forms that everybody has received, they can be very disturbing when you look at them because they are asking for a lot of information. However, the forms are not just arbitrarily designed. It has to follow what the statute says.
Ellingson says that although the disclosure law was passed under an omnibus ethics bill last year, her office deals strictly with the factual aspects of disclosure. She says APOC will investigate whether something was left off the form which should have been reported, which could result in civil penalties, but won't rule on the ethics of the disclosures themselves.
That would be for the people in that community to make that determination. In other words, if somebody failed to report that they were earning money, say, from an entity that had a contract with the municipality, then we would step in and there would be civil penalties because they filed a substantially non-compliant report. It would be up to the local people to take further steps as to whether they felt that that was not proper activity.
Basically, the Alaska Public Offices Commission deals strictly in facts. What to make of that information is up to the public. Ellingson says a number of smaller Alaskan communities, by a public vote, have opted out of the state disclosure requirements, but Sitka would be the largest to put the opt-out question before voters. Sitka Mayor Marco Dapcevich has expressed an interest in running for the state house, in which case he'd have to fill out the long disclosure anyway. But for Sitka office holders, he's content to go back to the less intrusive forms in use prior to the revision of state law.
Such an unrealistic expectation at a local level, especially when it deals with boards and commissions, and we definitely need to put this on the ballot, and we definitely need to support or encourage people not to make your appointed and elected officials go through this nonsense.
The proposed ballot question exempting municipal office holders from state disclosure requirements passed the Assembly on first reading unanimously. If passed on second reading, it will go before voters at the local election on October 7th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.